Blog Talk Radio.
I know the Lord will make a way if you will. I know the Lord will make a way if you will. He'll make a way for me and for you, and he'll bring us safely through. I know the Lord will make a way if he will. I have a Savior who I can tell my troubles to. When I am burdened and I don't know what to do, I go to God in secret prayer, and I can leave all my burdens right there. I know the Lord will make a way if he will. Amen. Good evening, and God bless everybody. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybell Evans. We are so excited that you chose to spend your Sunday evening with us, and we're looking forward to have a great time in the Lord. So go ahead, grab your Bible, your pen, and your paper. Feel free to pray and sing the Lord, sing and praise the Lord with us. And right now we're going to ask Evangelist Sheila Hameen would lead us in our opening prayer. Amen. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. With our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we come to you and we humble ourselves before you. Lord, we ask for mercy, for grace. Oh God, we ask that you will stop by and see about us on this evening. We call on you, Lord God, to come in. We invite you and your presence, Lord, to remain during this broadcast, to reach out to those who have tuned in and let a special blessing come upon them. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we ask that you will touch, heal, and deliver. Lord, move by your power. Send your anointing tonight, Lord Jesus. Let your word come forth and let it have free course. Lord, touch the speaker, Lord Jesus. Anoint her to bring forth the word. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord God, that every listener will receive your word, oh God, and be blessed whatever they stand in need of. Oh, my God, we ask that you will provide in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, for those who are on the prayer list. We ask, Lord, that you will touch, Lord, move by your power, whatever they are in need of. Lord, bless them in an abundant way in the name of Jesus. Heal those who are sick in their body, those, oh, God, who are sick with diseases and viruses. Oh, my God, ailments, afflictions, pray right now, God, that you will make them ever with hope. In the name of Jesus, raise them up, my God, and give them a testimony that they'll be able to go forth and witness on your behalf, Lord, to be a witness for you in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, Lord. We pray for mercy. Oh, God, we pray that you will forgive sins, that you will save dying souls, that you will deliver them from the hand of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, let your blood cover right now, Lord. Let it wash, let it purify in the name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord, and let your holy will be done. Lord, we ask, God, that you'll remember those on the prayer list, that you will bless them tonight with the blessing that they stand in need of. Let you move on those, oh God, who are listed on the prayer list all around the world. Oh, Lord, those who are crying out right now, incline your ear, Lord, and hear every prayer. We pray, God, that you will grant them their petition in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we ask that you will take control, that you will bless us tonight in a special way.
Oh, Lord, be with us throughout this broadcast and throughout the evening, keeping our minds stayed on you, Lord, keeping us focused, oh, God. We come, Lord, to lift up your holy name. We come to praise you and to magnify you, for you are worthy, my God. Great is your faithfulness toward us, and we thank you tonight, Lord. We thank you for your goodness and mercy.
Thank
we
you.
Thank you for blessing us, Lord. We thank you for seeing us through, my God, in times when we could not see our way, where you made the way where there was no way. You opened doors for us, oh God. You moved in our behalf, Lord, and we thank you tonight. Thank you for everything you've done, for what you're doing right now, God. We thank you for what you're about to do. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus, for all of your goodness toward us, all of your loving kindness, Lord. We thank you for forgiving our sins and for saving us, Lord. We thank you tonight. Oh, glory to your name. We give you thanks, Lord. We bless your holy name. Now, Lord, we ask that you will remember those who are bereaved of their loved ones. Give them comfort and consolation. And look on our leaders, Lord. Give them wisdom, knowledge, understanding concerning your will and concerning your ways. In the name of Jesus, help them, Lord God. Put the love in their heart for the congregation to be able to lay down their lives. Oh, Lord God, and to minister to the people of God. We know you're able, Lord. Bless the church at large. We ask it all in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. We thank the Lord for the opening prayer coming through Evangelist Sheila Hameen. And at this time, we're going to have the opening scripture, and I will be reading the 8th number of Psalms. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set the glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings have thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained. What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thine hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the path of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Thank the Lord for the reading of the 8th number of Psalms. May God have a blessing to the reading of the word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful song being read by Sister Cheryl. And thank you all so much again for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175. The access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/Grace Radio 5. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen in by dialing 319-527-6763, or you may listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService Title 1 School and 1 is O-N-E. And to visit Gospel Truth Prayer Mission, you can to 18 East Center Street, Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. And our services are held
12 o'clock p.m. on Sunday afternoons and 6 o'clock p.m. on Wednesday evenings for prayer. Amen. Praise the Lord. We want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. Added to our prayer list is Pastor Richard Jackson's brother, Sheree Freeman, Elderberry Johnson and family, Maria McBride, Jonathan West, Deacon Alexander Jones, Bruce Williams, Sister Rosetta Lee, the bereaved May family, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Dr. Alice Tolbert, Brother Steady Carr, Stephen Allen Sr., Charles Morris, Titus Edmond Sr., Larry Denson, Sister Rhoda Kasanga, Deidre Blackshear, Jermaine, Charlie, and Tawana Donaldson, Darla Merrill, Novellis, Ronald Edmond, Terrell Allen, the bereaved Gordon and Anderson family, Sister White and her family, and all of the bereaved families, as well as those who are requesting prayer at this time. Those are all of the announcements that I have. And I would like to sing a little portion of that song. Sister Cheryl began to read that scripture, and I just want to sing a portion of that song.
Oh, Lord, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent is thy name, O Lord, how excellent, how excellent, how excellent. How excellent is thy name. There is none like you, none like you, none like you. Jesus, excellent is thy name in all the earth, in all the earth, in all the earth, in all the earth. Jesus, excellent, be thy name. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess that he is Lord. Jesus is excellent, he is thy name, O Lord, how excellent, Lord, you're excellent, how excellent. Excellent, how excellent is thy name.
Amen. Praise the Lord. This time we're going to turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for this night. I thank God for all day today and that beautiful selection, the beautiful scripture. I'm just happy down in my soul, and I'm so happy to be back on the Gospel Truth broadcast tonight. So glad that you all have tuned in, and I want you to know that his name is excellent. Hallelujah. His name is excellent in all the earth. So let's get together and let's lift up his excellent name. Amen. He has done marvelous things. He's done great and mighty things. And we ought to praise our God. We ought to lift him up, I mean, more now than ever before. Praise be to God. I don't know how you feel right now, but I feel like going forth and praising God. I feel like letting out a praise before God. Because, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. Yes, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I'm happy for what the Lord has done. He's done marvelous things. He brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light, and he is worthy of all praises. Glory to God, and I don't hold nothing back tonight, but I give him all the glory. I give him all the praise because he is worthy.
He's worthy.
His name is excellent in all the earth. And I wish somebody would just help me.
Yeah.
Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
will.
Get your anointing. Take control. Meet us here today. In the name of Jesus, save to the uttermost. Fill with the Holy Ghost. Heal the sick. Deliver the bound. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to go directly to the Word of God. Let's go to the book of Ephesians, the 4th chapter, and verse 23. And be renewed. Glory to God. We're going to back up a little bit to the 19th verse. Who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness, greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ, if so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. Glory to God. I thank God for his word. My topic tonight, praise the Lord, the title, Lord, renew my strength. And my theme is do it again. Glory to God. Now we know once you come to Christ, glory to God, taking away the things of the worldly things and the lust and the all uncleanness, he takes it away. But I want to say that going through tests and trials down here, sometimes the devil will try to creep back in.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And he'll try to bring back those old evil ways that you had. Glory to God. Sometimes we begin to go through afflictions and different situations begin to arise in our lives. And things begin to happen. Trouble begin to come our way. Persecution come our way. But we have to go back and be renewed in the spirit of our minds. We have to go back to God and ask God to give us strength. The Bible said, outward man perishes, but the inward man is renewed day by day. So as we go through the day, day by day, that inward man is renewed. So God renews us. So that's why my topic is, Lord, renew my strength. Hallelujah. When the Lord renews you, he will make you new again. I'm talking about spiritually speaking. He will regenerate you. He will restore you. He will revive you, rebuild you, glory to God, and you can do it again. You can praise God. You can go forth and dance. You can go forth and do the will of God. The word of God can be preached in power and demonstration when the Lord renews your strength. That's why we have to go to the Lord and ask him to renew us, because troubles virtue goes out of you, and you need some more strength. You need to be renewed again. You've got to be regenerated. Hallelujah. You've got to be revived. That's why we conduct revivals, so we can get revived again, so that we can do the will of God and preach the word of God, so we can testify, so we can be a witness, so we can lay hands on the sick and they recover. Hallelujah. So that God will send his anointing upon us, that we may be able to do his will. I don't know about you, but I love doing the will of God. I love praising the Lord. Hallelujah. I love going forth in the dance for the Lord. I love praising his name for the great works that he has done in my life. Stated, these different situations come in our lives, and it takes the stress out of us. Hallelujah. And I believe strength is the quality of being strong. When we go through these tests and afflictions, sometimes it weakens us. I thought about Job, how that he began to go through his affliction, and he began to be sick. Hallelujah. And Job, he needed strength to go through his trial. He needed strength to go through his get his healing. He needed strength to keep his trust in God. When his friends came before him and said, Job, you must have sinned against God. Hallelujah. But Job, he held on to his integrity. He didn't let the devil cause him to throw in the towel, but he kept trusting in God. He held to his integrity, and that's what we must do. We must hold fast to sound words. We can't let Satan take us back into the world unarmed, and we need to stay out. I don't care what come upon us. I don't care what kind of trouble come in our life. There is nothing too hard for God. God is able to take us through whatever it is. But we have to go before God and pray again. We got to get rebuilt. Hallelujah. You see, sometimes things begin to fall apart when we let self get in the way. I thought about David when he let self get in the way, and Nathan began to come to him. Hallelujah. And he began to let him know, thou art the man. Yeah. Hallelujah. And David began to acknowledge, hallelujah. And he said, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Hallelujah. That's what we have to do sometimes. Sometimes the people of God, the ones that name the name of Christ, sometimes they fall into the diverse temptations. Hallelujah. And we have to go back and ask God to create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Hallelujah. We ask the Lord to cast Hallelujah. Sometimes we have weaknesses in this old mess. Hallelujah. And the mess don't want to come subject. Mess don't want to hear. Hallelujah. But we got to bring it into subjection. Like Paul said, hallelujah. There is no good thing in the flesh. Hallelujah. But he knew there was two spirits that was born in him. One wanted to do good. The other one wanted to do evil. And that's the way it is. Satan wants you to do evil. But God, he wants us to do that which is right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So we had to go back before God and pray again. I heard in the book of Isaiah, hallelujah, he said in the word of God, but they said even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But he said, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. If we wait, instead of throwing in the towel, instead of giving up, we can wait on the Lord. And the Lord, I said, the Lord will renew our strength. He'll revive us again. He'll rebuild us again. He'll make us all over again. Yes, he will. He'll fix it. Hallelujah. He'll do it again. Hallelujah. He'll take control. He'll speak through you. He'll quicken your mortal body. Hallelujah. But we got to wait sometime. We got to wait on the Lord. Trust in him. Let him have his way. And God will. He'll see your earnestness, how you waited on him, how you prayed, how you fasted, how you shut in. And God will do it again. He'll revive you. He'll refill you till your cup run over. Hallelujah. That's what I'm looking for. Hallelujah. To be renewed. You can't get in a car and drive from here to Florida on one tank of gas. You got to get another fill up. And God knows in these terrible times where everything is sky high, there's no way you're going to make it all the way to Florida on one tank of gas. You've got to get another tank, another filling, filled up again so you can make the journey. We got to be filled up again to make this journey. To make it into God's kingdom from earth to heaven. It's God's spirit that's going to take us up. That's our gas. Hallelujah. It's going to catch us up one day. We're going to take flight one day if we be renewed in the spirit of our mind. If we get filled up again. When the Lord rebuilds you again, you can make this journey. You can go a little bit farther. Hallelujah. Somebody said, I don't come this far. I believe I go a little farther. I believe I can make this journey. Persecutions will come. Afflictions will come. Trouble will come, but the word of God said, we are troubled on every side, yet we are not distressed, we are perplexed, but we are not in despair, We are persecuted, but not forsaken. God has not forsaken us. Hallelujah. He's with us. He said, Lord, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. He's not going to walk out on us. He's not going to give up on us. But God, he will be with us. He'll take us from earth to heaven. Hallelujah. Distress will come our way. We get stressed out sometimes according to the things that are going on down here on this earth. Hallelujah. But God, he's not going to leave us. He's not going to forsake us. But he will be with us. He'll take us through. He'll renew our strength. I heard the psalmist when he said, the Lord is the strength of my life. Hallelujah. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? The war encamp against me. This one thing will I do. Hallelujah. I'm going to trust in God. I'm going to wait on him. I'm going to trust him until he renew my strength, till he revive my soul, till he rebuild me again, to make me what I ought to be. I heard Brother Jeremiah when he said, oh, Israel, cannot, these are the words of God. He told Jeremiah, cannot I do what this, hallelujah, do what this man was doing, wrought in the work on the wheel. He was working on that wheel. Hallelujah. He took the clay. He messed it all up. And he began to remake it, rebuild it. Well, God is the same God. He can do the same thing for you and I. God, I said, God, he can rebuild us. He can make us all over again. Hallelujah. He can revive us. He can. Glory to God. Regenerate us and make us what he wants us to be. Do it again, Lord. Do it again. One time is not enough. Going down here, testing trials, one feeling is not enough, because strength is going out of us. So we got to be renewed. Hallelujah. In order to make it to that kingdom where God is, he can do it. I'm depending on him. I'm looking to him, the author and the finisher of my faith, the one that brought me this far. He can take me a little farther. Glory to God. Restore implies a return to an original state as a depletion. Sometimes our strength is depleted, and we have to go back and ask God, restore me, Lord. Restore me. Hallelujah. I want to go through. I want to stand my test. I want to make this journey. Renew me. Do it again, Lord, as you did before. You can make me better. Better than I was before. Glory to God. I just thank God. He knows how to rebuild us. He knows how to create in us a clean heart. He knows how to renew a right spirit. A right spirit within us. Glory to God. Sometimes some people get off. They get off course.
Yeah.
They're going their own way. They don't want to hear nobody. Mm-hmm. They don't want to hear God. They don't want to follow through with the word of God. They don't want to love like they should. They don't want to forgive like they should. But they need to pray and say, Lord, renew my strength and make me all over again. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I just thank God for his word on tonight. God can do it. Do it again, Lord. And we will be renewed. Praise the Lord. That there may be someone that got out of the word of God. Maybe you got off course, but you want to get back. You want to be rebuilt again. You want to be made all over again. Oh, my God, you want to be revived. You want to wait on the Lord and ask the Lord to give you back that strength that you once had. The Bible said, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. It's sealed with God's seal. You shall renew your strength. Not maybe, not but shall. You can give it to Jesus today as we go into prayer. Turn it over to Jesus and let him work it out. Don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may prove what is that good and acceptable will of God. Glory to God. He can work it out for you. He can revive all of us again. He can renew us. I don't care what you went through, and I don't care what you're going through. God can do it again. As we bow our heads, Heavenly Father, we come before you. We thank you for your word. We thank you because we know that you're able to renew us in the spirit of our lives. You're able to revive us again. You're able, Lord, to refill us again. You're able, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we're looking to you, trusting in you. We want you to do it again. We want you to refresh our souls. We need to go through to make this journey. Help your people, Lord. Look on your people all over the world. Tests and trials have come to make us hold on. But we want to stand in the midst of the tests and the trials. We need more strength to go through. Hallelujah. Help us, oh Lord, to be renewed in the spirit of our minds. Create in us a clean heart, oh God. Make us what you would have us to be. Help us, oh Lord, to surrender and to give ourselves completely to your will, that you might have your way, that your will may be done in our lives. We know you're able. We're dependent on you. We're trusting in you, oh God. Touch us, Lord. Touch right now. Rebuild us, oh Lord. Make us over again. We want to please you in every way. We want your will to be done. We are trying to make it to that city. We are trying to do that which is right. We need your help. We need strength. We need you, Lord. We are looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. We are dependent on you. No other help we know. You are our help, O Lord. You are our strength today. Do it again for us, O Lord. We know you're able, and we know you got the power. Continue to touch us. Continue to send your word. Help us, O Lord. Revive us. Oh, my God. Revive us till you take out everything that's not like you. Revive us until you have your way, until your will is done in us, in the name of Jesus. Look on us, oh Lord. We want to go through. We're your people and the sheep of your pasture. We are trusting in you and depending on you, knowing that thou art able to help us to make this journey. You're able to keep us from falling. Hold us in all your hands. Continue to lead us on. And now, Lord, we pray that you look upon every soul that's listening to this broadcast, that you will give them a strength, that you will save the unsaved, heal them that are sick, and deliver them that are bound. God, have your way. You know every name, every illness, every sickness, everyone that's carrying affliction, everyone that's troubled in mind. We know you're able to fix it. We ask that you fix it, that you have your way, and that your will be done. And we thank you for this prayer. We thank you for what you've already done. And we believe you for what you're going to do. We believe it in faith. And we say thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name, Lord. Glory to thy name, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord Jesus.
God, for that anointed message and also that anointed prayer. I just thank God for this beautiful message. Her title was, Lord, Renew My Strength. And the theme, Do It Again. We really do need that refilling. We need God to renew us. We need to be revived because over time, we do get worn down and eventually sometimes our faith gets a little weak.
Yes,
we feel our strength is not what it should be, and we need the Lord to renew our strength. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We can't just go off of the same strength we had when we first came. Glory to God. After all these years, Lord knows we definitely need to be renewed. And I thank God. I truly enjoyed that message, and I want to encourage everyone to just seek the Lord to be renewed, because God wants to do it for you. He has the whole supply. Amen. All you got to do is just be connected to him. And you get connected to the Lord, to the main source, that true vine, and he will supply everything to you. Glory to God. But that branch that bringeth forth not fruit is going to be cut off, cast into the fire.
Yes.
No more connection.
Amen.
But having that connection with the Lord, it gives us a constant supply of strength, a constant renewing, a constant revival. We need that. Praise the Lord. So we have to stay connected to the Lord. I thank God once again. Truly, I enjoyed that message. And at this time, we're going to give way for remarks coming through our other evangelists who are on the broadcast tonight. You are welcome to have remarks, and any other clergy who may have tuned in, you are also welcome to give remarks. God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Maybell. And Lord, renew my strength. And the part that I like is the do it again, because God, he will renew us. And
yes,
sometimes we need him to do it again, and then again. And I like the analogy that she gave of driving a car to Florida. And then with today's gas prices, you know, things are so much higher. You have to stop more often now. And that's how it is now, because Jesus, he's soon to come. So we got to get renewed more often than we once did. And she also said, you know, sometimes troubles and trials, they take strength out of us. And we need to be revived. And we can ask God to do that. It reminded me of a message that Evangelist Susie preached, Lord, rebuild me. That's what it reminded me of. And that was the same concept of, and how, you know, going down to the potter's house and getting remade. God can do that just like the potter began to work that work on the wheel, and he saw that it had flaws in it, mistakes, and, you know, whatever was going on with it. And the potter remade it. And that's what God can do with us. He can renew us, restore us. And I enjoyed this message. It was a beautiful message. And maybe I'll keep on preaching the word of God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank God for those remarks. If there be no other remarks at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist May. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the remarks coming to our evangelist, Evangelist Amin and Evangelist Khadija. We thank the Lord for you and for your assistance. We thank the Lord for Sister Cheryl and her assistance. We are praying for Evangelist Cynthia and all those who are on our prayer list. We are going to continue praying for you, because we know that God can deliver, and he will deliver. And I just thank the Lord for all things. I'm not going to prolong the time or hold you up, but we thank God for those remarks coming through our evangelist. Now, at this time, this brings the broadcast to a close. We look forward to being back here again on Tuesday night, Lord's will, 7 p.m. God bless you, and good night.